The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This week we saw the passage of the Save Women Sports Act. This has been a hot news item for months now. Representative Ashley Trantham from House District 28 led that fight in the South Carolina House of Representatives. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Great morning, Joey.
Congratulations. That had to be some type of Guinness World Record. I mean, did I see that there were like a thousand amendments attempted on this legislation?
Yeah. There was. There was around 1,000 that were laid on the desk.
And obviously they were just ways to try to keep this, to stall this, to try to keep this from moving forward. I mean, one of them I noticed was that they wanted to change the name of the bill to the Discrimination Capital of the United States Act. I mean, how does anyone take this seriously?
That was actually probably not one of the most ridiculous amendments.
Oh, really? They were worse?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there was one that even kind of referred to, we have a dairy farm here in the southern part of Greenville County, and there was one amendment put up that basically said if a middle school team, female team, had won a championship, that Happy Cow would provide them with ice cream. So, you know, it was a waste of tax dollars money, honestly. And if you had to sit and watch, like, you know, most people wouldn't go through that. I have friends and family that were paying attention, but it was really unfortunate that that's what we ended up doing that day, because we have other things that we need to be discussing, debating. You know, we have the Transparency and Education Act that we need to talk about. We have the marijuana bill that's come from the Senate. I mean, just so many things that we need to be doing, and it was just a waste of a day. But we came out winning, so it wasn't a complete waste.
Yeah. All right, give us a quick summary of what your bill, Save Women Sports Act, what it does.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple. A lot of people refer to it as the transgender bill, and it's just simply not. I mean, if you think about it, it doesn't even affect trans males, which are biological females. It specifically says if you're a biological male, then you do not play on an all-biological female team. Period.
Yeah.
It starts with middle school, high school, and collegiate sports.
Yeah. And as I understand it, it's simple too. You just look at your birth certificate to determine which you are.
That's it. Yeah. A lot of people took the opportunity to kind of speak some fear out there. And I think one member even mentioned, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to ask our kids to drop their britches. And that was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
To even say that. I mean, like I said, this bill is really, really simple. And the more complicated that some of those folks could make it, they felt good about even lying, you know, about stuff in the bill. And I really wanted to speak more, but when it came down to it, we knew that we had the votes and we knew we had a lot of amendments to get through. So it wasn't necessary for me to speak. I think I spoke once when they referenced my family's business, and then I spoke at the end, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, Representative Trantham, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have Happy Cow ice cream. That's some good ice cream.
That is never a bad idea. But, you know, initially, when the amendment went up, it concerned me because our business has been under fire, and we've had to kind of adjust to phone calls, social media attacks, things like that. But then, you know, that feeling went away really quick because I realized, you know, this is from the enemy. You know, I can look at the members and I can get upset with what they say, but when it comes down to it, we know what this is. And sure. The way that I decided to respond was a little bit lighter. It actually lightened the room. And members came to me and said, my goodness, we could just feel the presence of the enemy leave after you responded that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just wonderful. On our guest line this mm-hmm. morning, Representative Ashley Trantham from District 28, sort of the southern part of Greenville County there, the primary sponsor of Save Women Sports Act. You know, I kept seeing the argument as we knew that eventually this was going to come up to a vote that, well, we don't really have a problem in South Carolina, so why address it? But, I mean, really the idea mm-hmm. was so we don't have a problem, right?
Well, yeah, obviously, but I would even argue that, and that was actually one of the things that I wanted to speak on that I just didn't get a chance. They kept quoting, I think they said we had four situations in South Carolina where transgender students applied for an application or a waiver with the South Carolina High School League. And over the last couple of years since carrying this bill, I've had people reach out to me and share concerns about things that they've seen in their own child's school. And I actually called Jerome Singleton with the South Carolina High School League on the way down Tuesday. And I said, look, Jerome, I need to ask you something. My numbers are adding up more than what you guys have reported. How can that be? Do you think that maybe the information's not accurate? You know, I even asked him, I said, if you can tell me what schools these students are in, then I can compare that to, you know, the folks that have reached out to me and see if it's the same school. And he said, well, we actually approved another one last month. So that brings us to five.
Yeah.
And I guess three of those have been approved. But it still didn't add up, Joey. So yeah. I asked him, I said, well, is there a possibility that you guys don't know about it? Because there's really not any way to police it other than depending on the schools to
right.
do that. And he said, absolutely. You know, there could be players that we don't know about that just didn't go through the waiver process. And we are depending on the schools and parents to police that process and or police that situation. And if they go to a school and they feel like, you know, their daughter is in a situation where there is a biological male on the opposing team, they can reach out to us and we will look into that. So, you know, there's not a national database. There's just really no way to know how bad it is. I don't think that it's, you know, rampant. But again, I told one of my colleagues the other day that voted against me. He said, you know, actually, I just don't see that it's a problem. I said, well, you probably wouldn't until it hits you and
exactly.
it comes to your house.
Exactly.
Because you have a dog.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of comical. The other day when Our Lady Gamecocks came in and the same members that had voted not to protect them, they were literally tripping over themselves to get their pictures with them.
Yeah.
And I just, and I was like, wow, there's just, they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely do not get it.
Yep. Representative Ashley Trantham, thank you for the job you did on this. I just got a texter saying, Joey, can you tell us the name of the business that this representative owns? Happy Cow. Everybody knows Happy Cow. We appreciate you and appreciate what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Joey.
Yeah. Have a great Friday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.